who is your client? That's what Shai has asked me to focus on. And when I started to think about this deceptively simple question, I realized that it is one that is really remarkably difficult to answer, particularly for organizations that pursue more than a single bottom line. So my presentation this evening is really in the spirit of prompting some reflection rather than giving you answers. Nationally and globally, we're at the crossroads, a crossroads that really forces us to think about how we should be designing business for the 21st century. And those of you who are here tonight, many of you who will be the business leaders of the future, have a huge responsibility in this regard. Business is tough enough when it's only about one bottom line: making money. So why overcomplicate matters and not just stick to one bottom line, one client, and just maximize shareholder value? One could argue that the modern corporation, as we know it today, has strived precisely on that mantra. And in so doing, there's little doubt that it has really empowered tremendous creative genius and bestowed great social benefits. But we are also very much aware that many of the ills of modern life, such as non-sustainable levels of personal and institutional debt, toxic air and water, workplace injury, loss of livelihoods and communities, political bribery, etc., can be traced to corporate lack of responsibility to one or more of these stakeholders. And now, that's not intentional. Nobody in their right mind wants to cause poverty or pollution or disease or injury or unemployment, etc., or foster corruption. Rather, they want to make profits. But in that pursuit, they may find that antisocial behavior pays. So to achieve profits in the short term, corporations have exacted a social and environmental price. And that price is high, and it's been rising. The reality is that if we are to thrive as a people and a planet, the model has to be radically rethought. And in so doing, we need to take a number of clients or customers into account. And that doesn't depend on where in the supply chain you are, but also on considering seriously a much wider group of stakeholders as our clients, including the communities and the fragile environmental ecosystems where we have a footprint.